Two police officers have been killed and the third one injured in separate violent incidents in Egypt. Gunmen riding a motorcycle shot dead a police sergeant in Beni Suef city. Meanwhile, in Al-Mansura town, north of Cairo, another officer was injured in a drive-by shooting. And in Cairo, clashes broke out between police and army forces after an officer was gunned down by army soldiers in a quarrel allegedly sparked by sacrilegious remarks. Egypt has been gripped by deadly unrest since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi last July. Mohamed Shalabi is our correspondent with us live from Cairo now with all the latest. Mohamed, it looks like there's been a new round of violence now against police officers. Why are we seeing these attacks and who are behind them?
Yes, Homa. This has been ongoing now for nearly a month, really since the inhumane, bloody crackdown against the mostly peaceful protesters that went out to celebrate the third anniversary of the January 25th revolution on two consecutive days, where almost 100 protesters were killed in those two days. Since then, we've been seeing a rise in such attacks targeting policemen. In fact, an average of more than a policeman per day being killed has been on the score line for the past month or so since then. Who's behind it? That's the hot question. Naturally, the government accuses the Muslim Brotherhood of being behind this, and the Brotherhood has condemned violence, but it has also said at the same time, along with other factions in the anti-coup alliance, that although it will keep peacefully resisting the army overthrow of Mohamed Morsi from the presidency last July, the coup, it also said that it will not stay handcuffed to aggressions targeting the protesters out there and across Egypt's streets, universities, and even the reports of torture and mistreatment in prisons. So there have been announcements, not by the Brotherhood, but by youth groups who are believed to be affiliated to the Brotherhood and other revolutionary youth groups, that they will target the concerned policemen who are known to be behind the killing of protesters or the torture of activists. Yes, make that two killed and five injured in four separate attacks on Monday, Homa, targeting policemen, two in Giza, one in Dakhleya, and also one in Beni Suef. It seems that all of this is taking its toll on the security forces here in Egypt, because, as you mentioned, we've had an incident yesterday and that carried on into the early hours of Monday that saw minor scuffles between police and army personnel near the Endera police station in Al Giza. The security forces seem to be on the edge, really, and seem to be nervous from what's happening here. One thing is for sure, Homa, that despite the security and legal crackdown against the anti-coup activists, who are not only Muslim Brotherhood elements, but come from all streams, including liberal streams, and where the youth have been the leader, especially the university students, one thing is for sure is that this resistance, despite the security and legal crackdown, is continuing, and it seems to be gaining momentum. And there are plans for big rallies on the 7th and 17th of March, which coincides with the resumption of the much delayed academic year here in Egypt. So also one thing is for sure is that there is an atmosphere of anticipation and cautious. There is something in the air here in Egypt these days, because we're all awaiting, every Egyptian is awaiting the final stance of Field Marshal Sisi regarding his presidential bid, and it just looks like he might retract. I mean, no one can say for sure, but definitely Egypt is, the upcoming few days will be decisive. and there is an air of anticipation that something big is in the making these days. And no one can say which side will be the winner here, but everybody has been losing in Egypt, really, Homa, since the coup, all sides. And this is what led many here to say in Egypt that the political solution is the only way forward, because otherwise more loss of life and more loss of resources is on hand.
Mohamed Chalabi, a correspondent in Cairo for us there. Thank you.